All right, Shabbos, say good morning. So let's continue. We find ourselves still in Parak Tzayin, in the Beir, in the explanation of the Midah of Tara. So remember, we left off yesterday on page, in the red edition, on page Kuf Samech He, the second paragraph in. So writes the Ramchal, this is what David HaMelech meant when he says, remember again, so far what we've seen is that the midah of Tara is the midah in which one does the right thing, but one does the right thing for the right purposes as well. So that, again, so that one literally has this taras hamachshava, this purity of thought, that, you know, very often what Ramchal is pointing out is we focus on what we do, with lav dafka, a focus or an emphasis on the mechanism in which we go ahead and do and achieve. So, Reis Ramchal, good morning. Reis Ramchal, v'hu ma'ashe David HaMelech alav ha-shalom. Omer, this is what David HaMelech said. Mi li ba-shamayim ve'imcha lo chafatzi ba'aretz. Who is with me in the heavens, and with you I will not desire on the earth. Now, what does that mean? If you take a look at footnote 52, he says, mi li ba-shamayim kilomar, in li lova shamayim v'lo ba'aretz inyon shani chafetz bo yachad im chafzi ba'ashem ela kol chafzi bilti v'ashem levado. So David HaMelech says essentially that there is nothing that I desire in this world above HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing I desire above HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says v'omar kimokein tzerufa imrascha ma'od v'avdacha ahiva ki be'emes ha'avoda ha'amitis Tzricha lihios tzurufa harbe yosem min azov min akesef. Because the truth is, true avodas Hashem has to be even purer than the purest gold and the purest silver. V'hu mashen ne'emar ala Torah, imros Hashem amoros tohoros, kesef tzaruf ba'alil la'aretz mezukak shivasayim. So again, you see that the Navi compares. The Navi compares the Imros Hashem. The Navi compares the statements of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Amros Tahoros Kesef Tzarof, like forged gold or refined gold, refined silver. So just like, again, in order to have the maximum benefit from any kind of precious metal, you have to refine it and strain it from impurities. So too, for Avodas Hashem to truly be pure, to truly be good, it also has to be strained and it has to have all the impurities removed as well. Umishu Ovid Hashem Be'emes. Someone who truly is an Oved Hashem. So this is an interesting idea. He says, Lo yistapik bazeh b'muat, v'lo yisratzeh lakachas kesef m'urav b'sigim u'bedilim. So he says something very interesting. Someone who is a true Oved Hashem, lo yistapik b'muat, will not be happy with a little bit. Now what does that mean? Take a look at footnote 57. Lo yistapik bazeh b'muat, kilomar, lo yaspik lo tihur avodoso, Vizikuka b'mida mu'etes. See, Rabbi said, here's the interesting thing. How does one gauge if my avodas Hashem is on the level it should be? So the Ramchal says it's a very simple, not simple, but there appears to be a simple question which ultimately yields a complex reality, which is, am I happy to get by in my Judaism? So am I happy just simply to satisfy something? So we all know, a person could daven every single morning, lav dafka, that they have a dialogical connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person could put on tefillin every single morning. It doesn't mean at all that I'm actually fulfilling the mitzvah in its entire essence. Person could give tzedakah, but they give it begrudgingly. A person could go out and learn Torah, but they do it because maybe it's just peer pressure. You know, you could do everything behaviorally right in Judaism, but it doesn't mean at the end of the day that you're truly serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ramchal writes that someone who is a true Oved Hashem be'emes, lo yistapek bazeh mamuat. He's not going to be happy with a little bit and just simply getting by. And in the same way that a person who values precious metals is not going to want silver that's mixed in with impurities, so one who is a true Oved Hashem is not going to want Avodas Hashem that's mixed in with impurities. Dehainu, Avoda Me'ureves Bepinios Lo Tobos. What this means for our purposes is an Avodas Hashem that is mixed in with ulterior motives that are not good. Ela hazach v'atar k'roi. Rather, again, one should strive for an avodas Hashem that is pure. V'az yikare Osa mitzvah kima amara. And this is called one who performs a mitzvah as HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded it. Sha'alav amru chachaminu zichronu mevracha, kola osa mitzvah kima amara. Anyone who does a mitzvah in the way that it's supposed to be done, ein mevasrin osa besoros raos. There are no negative proclamations made about such an individual. Bechein amru zichronu mevracha, ase devarim v'shem pa'alan. Do things for the reasons that they're supposed to be performed. V'daber bahem lishma. And speak in them, right? Everything you do ultimately should be lishma. V'huma shebocharim osam shem ovdei Hashem b'leiv shalem. And this ultimately is the chosen path of those who choose to serve HaKadosh Baruch with a complete heart. Kimi shelo nistabek imo yisparach ba'ava amitis. Because someone who is not fully connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a true love, Seref ha'avoda hazos, tihiyalo l'torach ulamasa gadol. Ultimately, what he says, Seref, if you look in the footnote, he says, Seref ha'avoda hazos, kilomar yachbid alov, v'lo yechavitz bo b'livo. It will say, it's often, someone who does not worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a pure fashion, his avodas Hashem becomes a burden. Meaning, which, if you think about it, makes sense. If I'm not really serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sake of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but for other motives, there comes a point in time where my Judaism simply becomes a drag. Right? Meaning, it's difficult, it's overwhelming, it's grueling. So if my Avodas Hashem is not pure, see, what he's pointing out now over here is that right now, up until now, we've been focusing on the fact that if my Avodas, if I haven't accomplished Tara, and my Avodas Hashem is not pure, which means I do things for ulterior motives, not L'Shem Shamayim, then that's a deficiency in my Avoda. What he's saying over here, now there's another tzad, that if I don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a state of Tara, it's only a matter of time until my Judaism becomes a burden for me. Which if you think about it, makes sense, because anything that I don't really find truly meaningful in life, over time, just becomes a burden. So if my Avodas Hashem is not really meaningful, because it's not really pure, and it's not really Shem Shamayim, it's only a matter of time until it becomes a burden, and ultimately until I actually come to resent it. Kiyomar, because he'll say, Mi yuchal la'amor bazen. Who could continue to always do this? Va'anachnu b'nei chomer, yelo de'isha. We are material beings, born of woman. I'afshar lanu lahagia ala zikok ba'atzeref hazeh. We can't go ahead and reach this exalted level that we are expected to. Amnam, Oave Hashem vechafetzi avodaso. But those who love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and literally they desire avodas Hashem, which means that they don't just do the mitzvos, but they do the mitzvos for the right purposes. He says, Hine sameach libam laharos emunas avasam lefana v'isparach. They are sameach, they are happy to go ahead and display the love of their belief before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ulis atzein b'tzeirufa v'tarasa, and to strengthen themselves, literally b'tzeirufa v'tarasa, with the purity and with the purity of their avoda, humasha siyim David atzma ma'amara v'avdecha ahiva. So this is another interesting idea, that sometimes in life, you know, our Judaism becomes a little bit difficult, and sometimes it's normal, we feel a little bit burdened. By Yiddishkeit, it happens. So what Tanam Chal would say is, in those moments, it's important to do a little bit of a cheshbon nefesh and ask myself, how am I serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Am I doing what I'm doing with Ava, with Simcha, with Tara? Am I doing what I'm doing with Shem Shamayim? Or am I doing what I'm doing for a whole variety of other reasons? Chances are, says Tanam Chal, if a person feels burdened by their Judaism, that's because perhaps they're doing it for the wrong reasons. Or I should say, their performance of mitzvos and their avoda is not for the correct reasons. V'hinei be'emes zeh ha'mivchon shelo. Excuse me. V'hinei be'emes, and in truth, ha'mivchon shebo, the true test of this, nivchanim v'nivdalim ovdei Hashem atzmam b'madregasam. So the Ramchal says, the mivchon, the test, or the what he calls in the footnote, the bedika, the examination or investigation, to try to,
a litmus test,
good. So the litmus test of this is what? Is the nevdam of the Hashem Majigasam. Every person has a different level of tara, right? Every person has a different level of purity of action, purity of intent within the Rabbodas Hashem. Kimbesu, kimishi odea letar libo yoser, someone who knows how to go ahead and purify his heart in its entirety. Hu hamiskariv yoser, he's the one who comes closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he is more beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Heim heima harishonim asher ba'aretz heima, asher gavru v'nitzchu b'davar hazeh, ha'avos ushar haroim asher tiharu libam lefanav. So we'll say, the Ramchal says, if you want to get like a good example as to what Tara means, so look at the avos. Look at the avos. And also, I'll give you a simple, I'm thinking about this, I don't know why, over the last couple of days. Let's say by the Akedah. Let's say by the Akedah. So, you know, what is the message of the Akedah, if you think about it? So is it that we have to be willing to sacrifice our children for our Kodesh Baruch Hu? That's a hard lesson. It's a hard lesson that I'm not sure most of us could actually withstand. Now the Avraham Avinu. So what is the message? What the Ramchal would say is, the message is Tara. The message is that Avraham Avinu, on his level, was so purely devoted to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, that everything that he did was l'shem Hashem. That his actions were without any thought of the self. Now, on an Avraham Avinu level, the way that manifested itself in the most extreme way was a willingness to even sacrifice that which was most precious to him, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a demonstration of Tara. And the truth is, if you look at all of the Avos and all of the Imos, at the end of the day, the Midah, that they most greatly personified was this midah of Tara, this midah to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any regard for the self, that what I do, Ribono Shel Olam, I don't do for me, I don't do for ulterior motives, I don't do for all the Lo Lishma ideas that we discussed, I do it for you. And obviously, again, what the Ramchal is saying over here is that Tara, true Tara, looks different for different people. For Avraham Avinu, Tara looks one way. For others, Tara looks different ways. But everybody aspires to their own level of Tara. This is what David HaMelech ultimately went ahead and warned, or not warned, but instructed Shlomo his son. Ki kol levavos doresh Hashem. All hearts must seek out God. V'chol yetzir machshavos meivin. Rachmana liba boy. It's a beautiful Gemara, right? The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin says, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want more than anything? He wants my heart. Now, I will say, what does it mean he wants my heart? So obviously, the way we often understand that is, he wants me to be emotionally vested in whatever it is that I do. And that, of course, is absolutely true. But Rachmana liba boy also means, ki ein dai la'adon Baruch Hu b'ma'asim levadam. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just want our actions. Sheyihiyu masi mitzvah. That'll be actions of mitzvah. Ela ha'ikar lefanav sha'leiv yiyeh tohar l'chavin ba la'avoda amitis. What Kadosh Baruch Hu wants more than anything, ultimately, is that the heart will be pure, to ultimately have intent and have in mind and work in the direction of pure avoda. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Rachmona libaboy, that he wants it to be that when we serve him with purity of intent. He goes on, V'hine, halev hu ha-melech l'chol chol ke'ago, v'noig bohem, listen to this, now the heart itself is the king of all the different parts of the body, and the heart ultimately rules over them. Ki hu eino mevin, mevi atzma alav adasi yisbarach. Now again, he's not talking about over here in a biological or anatomical sense. What he means is in a spiritual sense, right? It's the lave. The truth is, look, it's the lave that pumps the blood throughout the entire heart. But he's saying what you feel in your heart ultimately governs what happens in the rest of your body. So if the lave is on board, if the lave is vested, if the lave ultimately, again, wants to have this beautiful, passionate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what? If the lave is not vested in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then ein avodas shar ha'evarim klum. Then the avoda of the other parts of the body ultimately are nothing, are meaningless. Ki el asher yihiyah shama ruach halev lalechas yilechu. Wherever the heart is, that's where the rest of the body will follow. Umikra kasu beferish, and it's a beferish pasuk, tana bini libcha li. It's a beautiful pasuk. Give my son, give your heart to me. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us that although I want your bodies to perform the mitzvah, at the end of the day, the most crucial thing is that your lev, is that your heart is willing to serve, is willing to be vested, is willing to be involved. So we'll say, this brings to a close Perek Dezayin, which was a description of the Midah of Tara. So bottom line, remember, like most of these things, you could summarize these parakim really in one line. It's just that the Ramchal spends a lot of time developing these yisodos so we understand and have an appreciation. But the idea ultimately is that this Midah of Tara means purity of intent. Very often what we focus on is purity of action, right? We want behavioral purity. I want to make sure that what I'm doing correctly, which of course is a maila. But says Ramchal, just as important, and perhaps even, well, just as important as the act itself, is the kavana, is the excitement, is the passion, is the tara of my intentions, that what I do ultimately to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be a Yedid Ne'eman, to be ultimately a beloved friend to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll stop over here, pick up Yemei Hashem with Perek Yud Zayin tomorrow. Sorry? Yeah, 100%. I don't know if anybody ever, I mean, if you want, there are objective answers. Like, Avraham Avinu knew that he got there. So it could be that through nisyonos a person knows. But it could be like most other things. It's not really about knowing that you've arrived. Like you said, it's about knowing that you're trying. You're on the journey. Yeah.